contains wisdom, as it turns out. Well, on the one hand, when we're sitting there all wrapped up in our selfish desires, God's wisdom seems pretty counterintuitive. Seems to cost a lot and not deliver too much. But actually, God's wisdom delivers just the most enormous blessings. Question is, how do we get our hearts in a place where we're ready to listen? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we finish up this week by taking yet another look at the power of God's wisdom in your life from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called A Home Blessed with Peace, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you apply God's wisdom in the most important place of all, at home. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so don't miss out. Well, over these last 4 weeks, isn't it amazing how much wisdom there is in God's Word as we've stepped through the book of Proverbs in this series that I've called Wisdom That Works? If you've had the opportunity to join me on and off over these past weeks, my prayer is that you've been moved, as I have, by the power of God's wisdom on all sorts of different things, on friendships and wealth and impurity and infidelity and on what we say and the desires of our hearts and on foolishness, and the list just goes on. God's wisdom is so practical and so real, and you know what I've found in my life? So liberating. God's wisdom sets us free from so many of the things that blind us, so many of the things that rob us of life, the abundant life that He has planned for us. But in these 4 weeks, 20 messages in all, including today, you know, we've only stepped through just a few chapters, just a handful of chapters in this Old Testament book of wisdom, the book of Proverbs. There's so much more there. And that's the thing. People sometimes ask me, Bernie, you produce hundreds of episodes of your radio programs every year, so don't you ever run out of ideas? Don't you run out of fresh content? No! If I get to do this every day for another 100 years, I still will only have scratched the surface of God's wisdom. And it's not because it's big and it's complicated. It's not because you need a PhD in theology to understand it. God's word is simple, practical, straightforward. It's just that, well, I'm a slow learner. I need to feast on God's word every day, and little by little, He changes me. You know, the more time I spend in God's word each day, the less of it I read. Now, that sounds a bit weird. Let me explain. I used to try and plow through several chapters each day, as though somehow it was a race to see who could get to the end first. But then I stumbled on a passage written by Paul the Apostle, old and experienced, much wiser for it, writing to his young ministry protege, Timothy. This is what he said. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 7. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in all things. Just stop and think over what's in God's word. That's when it makes a difference. Had a young listener email me recently, and she said, I have a problem. I try and read my Bible like you said, but by lunchtime, I can't even remember what I read. So I said to her, I used to have that problem too. And so what I started doing was reading less, not less often, but less in volume, and started thinking and praying about it more. That's when it started coming together for me. God's wisdom is so powerful, but just like good food, we need to chew it over and swallow it for it to do us any good. I encourage you to do that, to take His wisdom, to chew it over, think about it, and then pray over it, swallow it, and let the Spirit of God write it on your heart. That's when it becomes part of who we are. Over the last decade and a half of doing that, I can honestly say that God's Word has become part of the fabric, the essence of who I am. That's what transforms us. That's how His wisdom starts working in our lives. We take it in little by little, and the old maxim is true. We discover that we are what we eat. The place where I think is the best place for us to draw this 4-week series to a close is the place where we kind of began. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 sums it up best. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight." If we read this stuff, God's word, with a proud heart, if we're full of pride that we know better, that we should be able to hang on to our attitudes and our sin, and my friend, that is so often how we come at first to God's word. So often, if that's how we approach God's word, then it will profit us nothing. The beginning of wisdom, the starting point, is the fear of the Lord. The beginning of wisdom isn't a hard, prideful, puffed up, full of myself heart. The beginning of wisdom is a humble heart, a soft heart, a teachable heart. a heart that knows that without God, it's poor, wretched, pitiable, and naked. A heart that seeks first to honour God. That's the place where wisdom begins. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, nothing else. And unless and until we're ready to humble ourselves at his feet and accept his ways above ours, friend, there will be no wisdom. And that's sad, because without God's wisdom, let me tell you, because I've been there, without his wisdom, frankly, it's a lousy life. We can either proudly head off in our own direction, and as the old song goes, do it my way. But it doesn't matter how clever we are, it only leads to pain and destruction. Or we can choose to listen to God's word, God's wisdom, the sort of wisdom that really works. Lay down our pride and do it his way. That way. That way leads to life. I, for one, know how hard it is sometimes to let go of my sin, to humble myself, to open the door to God's wisdom. Believe you me, I know. So many times in my life, I was so determined to do it my own way. So many times, it ended in pain. I know how hard it is to lay down pride. But it's such a powerful turning point when we do that. I know people who live their lives in the bitterness of unforgiveness. But when we lay that down at God's feet, and he teaches us his wisdom of forgiveness, how to forgive, well, then we're set free from bitterness and anger. It's pride that stops us from taking that step. It's pride that stops us from turning back to God. It's pride that keeps us heading on the path to destruction. Wake up. And so right now, if you know this is something that you're struggling with, pride in whatever area of your life that really needs God's wisdom, well, let's pray together about it right now. Lord God, we come to you to confess that so often we're caught up in our own sense of pride and self-righteousness. We know that. And we know that you oppose the proud, but that you give grace to the humble. We know that you hide the truth from those who think they're so wise in themselves, and yet you choose to reveal it to those who come to you with a simple childlike faith. Father, thank you for being like that. And we ask you to forgive us for our pride. We come to you now with a simple faith, the faith of a little child, to receive your wisdom. Lord, pour out the riches of your wisdom on us in great abundance and give us the humility to drink it in. Lord, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It seems odd, does it not, that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom? But it's the second part of that verse that really explains the first part. And the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. When we really get to know God, that's where we discover his insight into life. When we draw close to him and listen to his heartbeat, his words, when we see through his word how he reacts to things, how he makes things happen, that's the place where truth sets us free. Why, I sometimes wonder, did I let my pride get in the road of that? There are some days when I have challenges and struggles just like you do. There are some days when people come against me, when the enemy comes against me, when circumstances that should have been in my favor come against me. On those days, it is God's wisdom that steers me through. I dread to imagine living my life the way I once did, in the pride that rebelled against God. And on that day, a decade and a half ago, when I laid my life down for him, when I chose to honor him, to fear him, as it were, that was the place for me where wisdom began. And I wouldn't swap that for all the tea in China. May the Lord bless you with his wisdom. Living in God's wisdom, well, that ain't easy. Many of our relationships are difficult. Many of the decisions we need to make in life are difficult. That's why I'd so love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, A Home Blessed with Peace. Because God's word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that through this booklet, he'll help you to apply his wisdom in the most important place of all, at home. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time on Monday with a different perspective.